Saving for retirement may not be at the top of your priority list when you're younger. There's a mortgage, there's rep hockey, there's the vet bills. These are the things that grab your attention in the short term. But eventually, there will come a time when you begin to worry about your retirement and your savings and wish that it had been a little higher on your priority list all those years. Randy Cass is the founder of Nest Wealth, an automated investment platform. And he's here to talk about his holy trinity of retirement savings and why following those three things will make saving for retirement a lot less challenging. Hello there.
Hey, happy to be here.
Are you a religious man? Are you using this phrase Holy Trinity in a religious context?
Well, I'm Jewish, so if I'm using it in a religious context, it's probably the wrong context.
Right.
It grabs people's attention, and when you're talking about things that they might not always want to talk about, and that, let's face it, money, savings, wealth, it's something we like reading about, but it's kind of taboo to talk about it in polite company still. You need to grab them. And when you say it with the conviction of a term like the Holy Trinity, people listen up.
Group RSPs, personal savings, don't give away your growth in fees. I'm just revealing what the three things are, but I want to start off with group RSPs. This is something you believe in. Tell me why it's so important, and tell me why Canadians should care, given that not everybody has a group RSP, unfortunately.
Right. So a couple things to comment on and how you just introduced the segment at the top. I'm in my late 40s now. I had a
birthday. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. So do you.
Yeah,
you look
thanks.
Better. No, thanks. You look better. This is radio. We can say anything.
That's true.
That's a great head of hair you have.
Thank you.
We were playing baseball recently, and when you get into your late 40s, you realize that the body doesn't quite move as much as it should have. But had I taken precautions in my 20s and 30s, I'd probably be dealing with a better raw material package than I am right now. Savings and money and wealth is the same sort of thing. And so when you start talking about where you end up, the earlier you have that conversation, the better off you're going to be and the easier you're going to find it to live the life you want to live in retirement. And in many cases, the very first time people have an occasion to decide if they're going to save and do things that seem to delay gratification is when they are working for someone that offers them a group savings plan, a group RSP, or we don't see them much anymore, but a defined benefit pension plan, or the middle ground is kind of a defined contribution plan. Don't worry about what the terms mean. The important thing to understand is your employer is offering you a really simple way to start saving for your future. In many cases, they'll actually not only give you a chance to take money before taxes come off and put them aside, but they'll also then give you free money in a matching type of arrangement to encourage you and make your money grow faster. And if you work at one of these places and they have a group RSP, and historically group RSPs really have been things of middle-sized companies, large-sized companies, but now with things like Nest Wealth at Work, group RSPs are available across the country for any company, even 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 employees. This is the way to start. This is the first pillar of that Holy Trinity. Given an opportunity to save, given an opportunity to take free money off the table, given an opportunity to do something that's so easy, so habit-forming, you don't even need to think twice about it. If you are not taking advantage of that opportunity, you will rue the day that you weren't finding religion early on.
I will tell you the objection that young people have, because I have written about group RSPs and I have talked about group RSPs, and they will say, listen, what's immediately pressing is my student loan debt. So maybe I'll sign up, but I'm certainly not going to maximize the benefit to maximize the match because I don't have the cash flow for it. What do you say to that objection?
You know what? Nature abhors a vacuum and lifestyles expand to fit your wallet. And if you start contributing, I believe young people that are starting out to work need to learn how to chew gum and walk at the same time. And you can pay down debt and save for the future. It's not an either or. I'm not a big believer that you sacrifice a latte to end up wealthy, but I am a big believer that you form these habits early on. And if you can convince yourself that the habit to save for your future is as critically important as the habit to pay down your student debt, you're going to win. If you can't, you're going to lose. It's as simple as that.
Number two is as old as the phrase, the Holy Trinity, I'm sure. Pay yourself first. The idea of saving in a retirement savings vehicle, or a vehicle that provides a tax incentive, if it's TFSA, if it's an RSP, whatever. What point would you want to make on that you believe is still missing in the discourse about those two vehicles.
So the way to think about saving for your future is to think about it holistically. We have a vision at Nest Wealth as we build this platform for the next generation of investing, and banks and insurance companies and the rest are using it, that any product should be able to go to any investor through any distribution channel. It's not the way it is right now. A lot of retirement options, a lot of advice has only been accessible to the very, very wealthy, those with $500,000, $1 million or more, and the floors were getting higher and higher to get access to those types of people. But what we've seen with the launch of digital advisors is that professional, sophisticated, customized advice to reach goals is now accessible to anyone across the country. And if you begin to understand that saving for your future is this combination of things, it's not just enough to save at work. It's not just enough to pay yourself first. You really have to come at it with everything you can. Then you should start paying yourself first. You should start saving into these tax-efficient, even non-tax-efficient accounts, so you have access to the money maybe a little more readily if you need it for an emergency. You should start doing these things right away, because that same notion of nature abhorring a vacuum and lifestyles expanding to fill the amount of money in your account. Eventually, I know it sounds ridiculous to someone living paycheck to paycheck and someone who's finding it hard to make that next month balance. But if you start learning how to deduct the amount to go into savings early, you will start learning almost automatically how to adjust to the amount of income that you have left. It is something that as soon as you have that excess dollar, you should start learning your training yourself to take it off before you even recognize it's there.
Your third piece, don't give away your growth in fees. We know what you do for a living. We know the business
you
that you run. This is about as on brand a point as you could possibly make, given that you and a couple of others are willing to really trying to stake the claim on the power of automated investment platforms, robo-advisors, whatever you call them. But I'm willing to let you make your case on why. Well, I talk about fees all the time. Tell us your spin on it, knowing that you are not an objective source here.
But hold on. I'm going to take that back, because this is all about objectivity, right? We didn't create the problem of high fees in this country. People look at Canadians and say we're not saving enough. The truth is we remain the highest feed country in the developed world when it comes to financial products. And people can see 30, 40, 50% of their possible wealth disappear over their investment lifespan, because we pay 2.5% on mutual funds that have $1.5 trillion of Canadians' wealth right now. That is not something I came up with. It is a solution that was demanded by the market and what Canadians are fortunate enough to have right now. It's not just us. There are other low-fee platforms that exist, but we have thousands and thousands of Canadians that are recognizing that if I am saving 5% a year of my income and the market's going up 5% and I'm paying 2.5% in fees, I'm barely keeping up. So it is so critically important, whether you're saving at work and you're looking at the products that you have the ability to invest in, whether you're saving yourself and you're looking for a solution that is giving you guidance and making sure that the vast majority of your money stays in your pocket, watch the fees. It is like that holy trinity, the two pillars that the third position sits on top of is save at work, save at home, and then on top of it all is, but watch the fees, because if you're not investing in low-cost products, the best jobs you're doing as far as saving and preparing for your future could be getting undermined on a daily basis.
We have been talking about the fee thing for at least a decade. I've been talking about it for at least a decade, and yet the robos do not have 95% market share in this country.
No.
In large part, or at least in part, because many retail investors, many average Canadians feel like they really do need advice. Proactive advice, a hand to hold, a person they can call, a live human being they can go see it at a strip mall.
Right. And check to all those things. There's a misperception in Canada. The way that we were set up, the way the regulatory bodies allowed us to exist, is that human beings, professional managers, sophisticated advice, people you can talk to, fiduciary obligations, all exist at Nest Wealth and other digital advisors across this country. Everything you mentioned is possible with the digital advisor and provided in the flat monthly fee of $20, $40, or $80. And it's not that distinct or different.
Will one of your people come to my house?
If you invite us over for a meal, of course.
Will you take out the garbage while you're there?
Yeah, I mean, what do you
dust
want?
Dust a little bit?
No, but the notion is that people have never asked me to come to their house. What they want me to do is make sure that they can sleep well at night by creating a sophisticated, customized portfolio of low-cost products that's going to help them achieve their goals. And if we can do that, you know what? They'll send us a cookie instead of us coming to their house with a cookie grill.
I don't know if I'd trust your baking. You have many virtues, but can you bake?
I can bake pretty well.
Really? Yeah. All right. Randy Cass, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Randy Cass is with Nest Wealth.